What are the most successful tech companies? You're probably thinking of familiar names like Apple, Google, and Facebook. But one of the most profitable digital businesses out there is the giant Chinese e-commerce company, Alibaba. And while countless words have been written about the American tech behemoths and the keys to their success, Alibaba has largely flown under the radar. But now, Brian Wong, who was the Alibaba Group's first American employee and who spent 16 years at the company, has written The Tao of Alibaba, Inside the Chinese Digital Giant That Is Changing the World. In the book, he explains the unique ethos that has spurred the company's success and offers up principles that American businesses can benefit from. Here's Brian.
Hi, I'm Brian A. Wong, author of The Tao of Alibaba. As the 52nd employee at the company and the first American hired, I joined Alibaba while it was still operating out of Jack's apartment in Hangzhou, China. Based on the nearly two decades I worked with the company, I wanted not only to share the story of what led to the creation of the world's largest e-commerce company, but also provide an insider's perspective of its management ethos and the secret sauce behind its success. The Tao of Alibaba is also another story, a more personal one, about a young Brian, born and raised in Palo Alto, California, who moves from Silicon Valley during the most exciting time in the web's development to Hangzhou, China, to work for the most unlikely internet success story. And through that experience, comes to realize there are many things that I had to reassess in my beliefs about the role of business, about what motivates people, and if and how Eastern philosophy and Western beliefs can coexist within an organization. 1999 was a time when the world's focus was on the developments of Silicon Valley companies like Yahoo, eBay, and the emergence of Google in a country with over 100 million internet users and growing, and where the per capita income was over $35,000. China, on the other hand, had only 8 million internet users. Its per capita income was only $800, and its market represented less than 1% of the world's e-commerce transactions. Alibaba's founder, Jack Ma, unlike most founders of internet companies with credentials from MIT, Harvard, or Stanford, was simply an English teacher with no tech background, nor was he a graduate of any elite international university. Nevertheless, today Alibaba has over 1 billion active annual users, its gross merchandise value has surpassed $1 trillion, and China's e-commerce sector constitutes over 52% of the entire country's retail spending. That's compared to the next largest e-commerce market, the United States, in which e-commerce makes up 19% of total retail spend. So what was behind the rise of one of the most impactful internet companies of its time? What is the secret sauce of Alibaba's success? And how is this all relevant to entrepreneurs and leaders today? Here are five highlights from my book I want to share with all of you. Number one, discover your path. A founder establishes a company's purpose through its mission, vision, and values. These ideas, in turn, permeate an organization and become its reason for being, and motivates employees in their everyday work while attracting new like-minded ones to join the cause. At Alibaba, there was always something bigger than just KPIs that was motivating the team. For the first few years working at the company, I was initially skeptical of such grand visions to change the way business was done in the world. But Jack's greatest impact was his ability to establish and communicate Alibaba's mission in a way that not only served the company, but more importantly, carried an altruistic element. We wanted to use the internet to level the playing field for small and medium-sized enterprises and create jobs, no matter in China or the rest of the world. To me and many others, this was the sort of work most of us would aspire to do outside of our day jobs. So to be part of a company trying to help those small businesses and the entrepreneurs who were overlooked while grow a viable business of our own seemed like the perfect combination. Alibaba's mission, vision, and values were something Jack constantly shared to every new employee that entered the company in our daily meetings to all existing employees. It was the path we all wanted to journey on together because it was meaningful and something worth doing. Number two, interconnectedness brings harmony. How does an organization fit into the existing world amidst volatile market trends, political cycles, or geopolitical shifts? How can an organization impact the larger society? Alibaba was born into the world at a certain time with certain conditions. In my book, I break down these external factors which created an enabling environment for Alibaba's rapid growth amidst a nascent e-commerce market. Whether it be the country's large population, its 40 years of social stability, its investment in the physical and digital infrastructure of the country, or a government's late-touch approach, all of these factors influenced how Alibaba managed its relationship with its surroundings and found its path to develop and thrive while also acknowledging the impact it would have on the multiple stakeholders in its society. For two decades, Alibaba's decisions have factored in such considerations. In 1999, in light of China's accession to the WTO, Alibaba.com focused on utilizing its wholesale marketplace to connect small and medium-sized manufacturers to the world's buyers to facilitate global trade. Years later, as China's economy evolved from an export-oriented economy into a more domestic consumption-driven one, the company's retail marketplace, Taobao.com, introduced completely new opportunities for domestic consumers to discover an assortment of products never imagined. While Taobao also hatched an entirely new digital opportunity for young people to create their own jobs rather than apply for ones at traditional companies. Alipay transformed a low-trust, cash-based economy into a digital one through its online payment tools and later digital financial services. The best summary of the company's holistic approach to its stakeholders is reflected in how its businesses were conscious of the realities of the society it was operating in, yet focused on solving many of the society's problems as part of its day-to-day business. Number three, embracing contradictions. This is the most complicated yet profound part of the Tao philosophy. It is both simple yet complex. Jack often spoke in what often sounded like riddles, leaving many people on the outside perplexed when they would hear his words. Yet it is this mindset of embracing contradictions which gives Alibaba the flexibility and fluidity in how it approaches problems. Rather than just focusing on the consistency of logic, the ability to calibrate and shift between concepts and opposition opens up new possibilities and ways of thinking as the company makes decisions. For example, in early 2000, at one of his early talks at an HBS conference, Jack once said to the audience, "Alibaba is successful because we have no business plan, no money, and no technology." At face value, this statement to most would sound absurd. But upon closer assessment, the essence of these words lie in the interpretation of the dichotomy of meanings. No business plan implies a company must be willing to adapt its plan in accordance with a rapidly changing business environment. No money refers to Jack's belief that money made people quote-unquote stupid because too often executives outsourced work to agencies or third parties, which led to generic or less creative marketing approaches at a time when Alibaba needed breakthrough ways to distinguish itself from large corporate competitors. In proclaiming Alibaba had no technology, Jack meant his lack of technological expertise actually allowed engineers more room to experiment and try new things without excessive intrusion from the founder, who perhaps may have had strong opinions on which software or hardware to use. Jack approached the technology problem as an end user and assessed it only whether it was solving the perceived problem for a user, not whether the technology was the most advanced or most sophisticated. Other examples of this unity of contradictions within Alibaba include how the company's strategy is guided by a charitable heart, yet uses business techniques for execution. Alibaba is led by an Eastern philosophy, but managed using Western management practices and systems. And Alibaba has become the world's largest e-commerce ecosystem through the pursuit of serving the smallest of businesses. But perhaps the most telling contrast is reflected in the company's sixth company value: live seriously, work happily. This means only when you have thought intently about the kind of life you want to live can you then decide what sort of job will bring you happiness and joy. Number four, LQ, the most critical element of leadership. Most people know that with a high IQ and EQ combination, one has a good chance of becoming successful. However, it is with LQ, the love quotient, that you will win people's respect. LQ refers to the need for leaders to have compassion and empathy towards others, which in turn creates a working environment of empowerment for staff to develop themselves into the best they can be. Jack said, "If you decide to be a leader at Alibaba, your job is to help others be successful." This stems from Jack's original profession as a teacher. The same ethos of a teacher enabling his students transferred over into his leadership style at Alibaba. Moreover, as someone who had experienced great challenges as a child growing up and facing failure numerous times, with his poor academic performance, failed college entrance exams, and inability to secure a job as a staff at a local Kentucky Fried Chicken, he understood the pain and suffering that comes with rejection in life. Hence, a big part of his motivation in creating Alibaba was to help the underserved and marginalized in society, because he felt that technology could be used as a great equalizer for those who are at a disadvantage. It was this leadership style that won over his team's unwavering loyalty to a cause that was more than just building a successful business, but about changing the society around them with compassion and care. Number five, doing good for business and doing good for society. For decades, business schools would espouse Milton Friedman's famous adage that the sole purpose of a corporation is to maximize profits. Gordon Gekko purported the same in the movie Wall Street with the famous verse, "Greed is good." But Jack Ma took a different approach when he proclaimed at the company's first IPO event in 2007 that he believed the priority of Alibaba should be to put customers first, employees second, and shareholders third. Only if your customers are successful can you build a viable business. And when your customers are satisfied, your employees will feel achievement in their work. And when both customers and employees are happy, the business will thrive. With such focus on customer needs, the Alibaba ecosystem not only became one of the largest capitalized companies on the New York Stock Exchange, but it also had a profound impact on touching lives of those beyond the traditional business circles. SMEs, or small and medium-sized enterprises, begin to thrive and become global and economic champions thanks to newfound digital opportunities. Women became almost half the business owners on Taobao's online stores. Digital payments helped bank the under and unbanked populations, and rural communities were catalyzed into thriving economic clusters like never imagined thanks to the Taobao Village phenomenon. The Alibaba story proves that one can fundamentally change society for the better while creating a thriving and highly profitable business.
Thank you, Brian. That was Brian A. Wong with 5 Big Ideas from The Tao of Alibaba, Inside the Chinese Digital Giant That is Changing the World. If you want to look inside Alibaba's American rival, check out our book bite for Working Backwards, Insights, Stories, and Secrets from Inside Amazon by Colin Breyer and Bill Carr. I'm Michael Kovnat. Have a great day.